弟兄姊妹平安，也不翻译了啊，
弟兄
平安 peace
brothers sisters peace be with you。
好，愿主的恩典与我们同在。
May Lord's blessings with us。
感谢上帝，今天的安息敬拜中
We thank God that in our worship today
我们有话语的传讲。
We have God's words being proclaimed.
我们也有圣餐的分享。
There will also be Holy Communion.
今天我们正道的经文是在《使徒行传》第六章的第一节到第七节。
So the scripture that my sermon is based on today, it can be found in Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7.
我为大家读中文，天意弟兄为大家读英文。
Okay, Pastor Wang will read in Chinese first, then I'll read in English.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人，向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说，我们撇下上帝的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声，被圣灵充满智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事，但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯蒂凡，乃是大有信心圣灵充满的人，又拣选菲利伯罗格罗尼加诺提门阿米娜，并进犹太教的安提俄人尼格拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上，上帝的道兴旺起来。在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
Acts chapter 6. Now in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of disciples and said,It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you seven men of good repute, full of spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to ministry of the word. And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man of full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus,and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostle, and they prayed, and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith.
兄弟们，感谢上帝，今天我们也有会众大会。
Brothers and sisters, today there will also be congregational meeting.
谢北大弟兄和张成弟兄靠着主的恩典进入会众大会正式的选举。
And brothers Bei Da and Jason are being selected, and they will enter into their candidacy for deacons.
所以我们今天和大家分享执事与关怀。
So today I would like to share with you the deaconship as well as caring ministry. If we read these scriptures carefully, you may be surprised by what it says. This is the church in Jerusalem. They actually have experienced being fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. They have also given teaching empowered by the Spirit. Even if you remember, there was one time after the gathering, there were 300 men got baptized. 3,000. And they also had the will to devote their lives to Christ. And many of them even sold all of their possessions and have all things in common.
就是这样的一个教会仍然有问题。
So even for a church like this, they're facing a big challenge. So as we read the scripture, we realize that there's some Hellenists complained against the Hebrews.
弟兄姊妹，我们就耶稣基督的教会而言，特别是在新约时代《使徒行传》中，这是教会内部出现的第一个问题。
So, brothers and sisters, as far as I can tell, for the churches at the very beginning, and this is the very first problem that the church arose inside the church members.
聪明牧师看到主的恩典，给大家有很多殷勤的预备和讲解，使我们更多的学习使徒行传。
So we know Pastor Chung Ming in the CM had given sermons regarding these issues.
我们也查考到，在使徒行传15章的时候，耶路撒冷大会来解决一些问题。
We also know in that there were some questions or problems actually were resolved during the Jerusalem Great Assembly.
其实那并不是教会的第一次的会议，第一次面对教会内部的问题。
That was recorded in Acts chapter 15, but we know that it was not the first time when church had problems.
使徒12个使徒来一同面对教会内部的问题，可惜不是关于真理的问题，不是关于教义的问题，是关于金钱、关于财务、关于照顾寡妇的问题。So
we know here when the 12 apostles together summoned the full number of disciples and had this meeting, we know it was not about theology or teaching. It was really about the finance, the management of the church.
所以我们看到执事的选举以及教会中的关怀的事工，确确实实是初期教会，特别是在教会复兴之后首先面对的问题。So
we know it's the very first challenge the church was facing regarding the election of deacons and the caring ministry.
今天我们会给大家从这段经文中讲到三点。So
I'm going to go over 3 points based on the scriptures.
教会越是成长越有问题。
First, the more the church grows, and the more problems the church may have.
在面对问题的时候，关键是我们同心来寻求上帝。
The key is when we face challenge is to seek God together.
所以我们就看到这儿十二个使徒讲到在教牧上有分工有选举。
So based on the text, we know that when they face challenges. And they decided to divide the ministry among themselves. Some will be responsible for teaching, some will be responsible for the election of deacons.
And so also, after reading this
passage, we realize that after the proper election of deacons, God's word has spread to more. And the church actually grown even more.
我们由这段经文也得出，在教牧关怀有三重关怀。And
also from the passage, we know that there are 3 layers of ministries regarding caring.
最大的关怀是什么呢?
What is the greatest caring?
最大的关怀是把每个人都带到上帝面前。
The greatest one is to bring everybody to God. And everybody can come to God and claim that the Lord is my shepherd. I will be sufficient. But how do we come before God? We need to realize that Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of his sheep. So for Christians, not only we believe God, but we also believe Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and God.
同时在基督里，我们每个弟兄姊妹，人人皆先知，人人皆祭司，人人皆君王。
Also in Christ, each one of us is the prophet, the priest, and the king.
所以教牧的关怀不光是牧师、长老、执事的问题。
So the caring ministry is not just the duty for pastors or deacons.
我们每个弟兄姊妹都要当仁不让，彼此相爱，互相关注。
Each one of us bears the responsibility to love and care each other.
让我们祷告，求神特别光照。
So let us pray again.
天父上帝
O Father in heaven,
当我们面对你对教会的祝福的时候
When we receive the blessing you have blessed the church,
我们也必须看到教会蒙福成长过程中仍然有各样的问题。
We must also recognize the challenges and problems as church grows and receive blessings.
这些问题不是你让我们互相指责彼此绊倒。
And these problems are not the cause for us to accuse each other or stumble upon each other.
而是让我们一同来到你的面前。
But to call us to get together before you.
来寻求你赐给我们的大爱和智慧。
That together we seek your love and wisdom.
主，我们实在是缺乏爱心的。
Lord, we are short of love.
我们实在是缺乏智慧的。
And we're also short of wisdom.
你也知道我们的软弱，知道我们的幽暗。
And you also understand the weakness as well as the disobedience.
所以你设立了教会圣言的服事。
And this is why you have blessed us with all your holy words.
你设立了圣礼的侍奉
You establish your own the deacons as well as our ministries.
更是借着你的圣灵来亲自的教导我们
And you're also teaching us with your own Holy Spirit.
当你被你的仆人分享知识与关怀的时候
When your lowly servant is about to share the ministry of caring.
求你使我们认识到你自己就是帮助我们。
We ask you, you yourself are there to help us. And even Jesus became the servant of servants. And you have also poured your own love into our hearts. That each one of us is being nourished by your great love. That when we become your servants,
当我们进行各样的教会施工的时候
when we carry out all ministries,
不是靠我们属血气的力量
we do not do that based on the strength of flesh,
而是更多的进入到基督里
but more into through Jesus Christ,
而是更多的活出基督来
and more to live up like Jesus Christ,
而是更多的使基督在我们的生命和侍奉中得到高举
And that to glorify, to lift up Jesus Christ through our ministries.
祷告祈求奉耶稣的圣灵。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，在我们成长的过程中，总是面对各种成长的痛苦。
Brothers and sisters, we always experience a growing pain throughout our growth.
所以，如何对待我们成长中的痛苦，实在是我们继续向前、继续成长的
So it is important for us to be able to handle that growing pain.
人包括我们基督徒最大的一个幻想或者是自欺欺人是什么呢
So what is that greatest daydream or what we call the self-deceit?
我们信主了，从此以后就不再有任何问题了。
That is.You believe that after you receive Christ, there will be no more problems in your life. When we find a good church, then all the problems will be gone. As long as our church is in good shape, in good teaching, there will be no more problems. That kind of belief just reflects how shallow your understanding about church.
So we can see that everyone knows that people in this world experience life and death.
We know everybody on this planet actually experience life and death, birth and death.
So in this society, in the church, the key is not is there pain or is there problem.
So it's not a matter of whether there is pain or suffering within church.
关键是我们如何对待我们的痛苦，如何面对我们的问题。
The question is, how do we handle the pain and suffering? For Christians, it's all about how willingly we are to carry the cross and follow Christ and to suffer for his righteousness. There are two distinctions between Christians suffering as well as the suffering a layman experiences. The first distinction is our suffering caused by our own sin, or are we enduring suffering for Christ's sake? If we're suffering for Christ's righteousness, and that is actually a blessing from God. That's how we receive more gifts of glory. That's why it's called crown of thorns. This is also a privilege. This is what God takes favor into us. He thinks we deserve that. The problem is quite often when we wear this crown of thorns, we don't want to go through the pain and suffering. So, brothers and sisters, the first distinction for Christian suffering is we suffer for Christ's sake. Secondly, during our suffering, we ought to feel that joy even, and we suffer willingly. But from a natural man's perspective, from perspective of flesh, nobody is going to be happy when you're in suffering. So the question is, how do we turn suffering into joy? So the question is not about whether there is suffering. The question is, can you turn suffering into joy? So through listening to sermons, through prayer, through meditation, we ask God to open our eyes. That we know God make things good for those he has called. So even the pain and suffering is a blessing in disguise.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到知识，当我们讲到关怀的时候，我们必须对苦难本身，我们必须对问题本身有一个正确的心态。Therefore,
brothers and sisters, as we talk about deacons and caring ministry, we need to have the right attitude toward suffering.
所以我们看到在使徒行传第六章，首先谈到的就是教会的成长，但是成长带来了问题和痛苦。So
in this Acts chapter 6, at its very beginning, we have noticed the problem or the challenge brought to the church as the church continued to grow. So as the number of churchgoers increased, there was a complaint by the Hellenists against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in daily distribution. For those early churches, especially the church in Jerusalem, the majority of them were Jews. But there were also two types of Jews. So some of these Jews, in fact, had been scattered all over the place. Therefore, they actually spoke Greek. So they also read Greek translation of the Old Testament.
然后在耶路撒冷的基督徒犹太人，他们读的是 Hebrew， 他们读的是希伯来文的圣经。
But those Jews grow up in Jerusalem, read the text in Hebrews.
所以当耶路撒冷的同样是犹太人的教会聚会的时候
，So when they gather together to worship,
他们是双语联合敬拜。
It was a bilingual worship service.
因为犹太人读的是希腊文圣经。
Because the Jews were reading the Hebrew Bible.
有的读的是 Greek Bible， 有的人读的是希伯来文圣经。
As some of them were reading the Greek Bible, while others were reading the Hebrew Bible.
就像今天我们有的人读的是英文圣经，有的人读的是中文圣经。
So like today, among ourselves, some of you are reading the English Bible, while others are reading the Chinese version.
所以这个使徒行传第六章就讲的像我们今天这样双语联合崇拜。
Therefore, it was a bilingual worship service.
但是他们中间有不满，甚至是有怨言。
But there were, resentments or complaints among themselves.
而且问题非常重大。
And the problem appeared to be pretty big.
为什么非常重大呢？
Why is that?
因为应当照顾那些鳏寡孤独的。
Because those widows should be looked after.
但是却忽略了照顾他们的寡妇。
Yet they were neglected in their daily distribution.
而且还涉及到一点点文化歧视、种族歧视的问题。
And there may also be a little bit of culture or cultural discrimination there.
因为说希腊化的犹太人是从外地分散在外地赶过来的犹太人。
Because those Greek-speaking Jews came to Jerusalem from other places.
希伯来人更多是在耶路撒冷的这些犹太人。
But these Hebrew-speaking Jews were primarily originated from Jerusalem.
是不是外来的基督徒，外来的说希腊文的犹太基督徒就受到歧视呢？
So these Greek-speaking Jews were somewhat discriminated.
实际上说不同语言的、不同圣经版本的，是否受到歧视呢？
And also, I'm wondering whether those people who read a different translations of the Bible may also be discriminated.
但是弟兄姊妹，这儿另外一个隐藏的，但是解经家都一致认为很重要的问题是什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, there was also another hidden problem many of the theologians believe is relevant, highly relevant. The key is the widows were being neglected. We know this is a complaint. Was it true that only the widows were neglected? That was an entirely different question. So when we talk about a deacon caring, the group of people who need more caring are quite often are also the same group who are being neglected. And the group of people who have received caring quite often are also the same group who complains they have not received enough care.
这是人性的问题。
That's just the human nature.
所以很多人在孤独的流泪、孤独的受贫困，他是没有脸面、没有勇气、没有渠道反映到教会中来。
So we know that in the society, when there are a lot of people who are there alone by themselves, weeping and suffering in poverty, and those group of people, in fact, had no channel to reflect their pain and their need to church.
越是受到关怀的人,
and quite often, the people who receive more caring
他就期盼我得到更多的关怀,
also expect more caring.
而且他也嫉妒纷争。
And they also have jealousy.
其他人得到的关怀比我得到的什么更多。
They're jealous that other groups of people may receive more caring than they do.
这些都是人性共同面对的问题。
And these are the common problems faced by man.
所以弟兄姊妹，哪怕是在耶路撒冷的教会。
So brothers and sisters, even in the church at Jerusalem.
哪怕是在圣灵充满的教会。
Even in a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
哪怕是使徒本身所服侍的教会。
Even the church that served by the disciples, by the apostles.
甚至拿巴是在耶路撒冷的教会相当一段时期是凡物共用的教会。
And even in the church, for quite a while, everything was shared in common.
仍然有自身的问题。
We still see problems.
仍然有关怀的问题。
And there were still problems regarding caring.
所以弟兄姊妹，接下来就是使徒们的面对。
Brothers, let's see how these apostles face the challenge.
所以当我们面对痛苦、面对问题的时候，
we know when we face pain and suffering,
第一个方面，我们不要在问题和痛苦中出不来。
Let's not just get trapped in pain and suffering.
我的痛苦是世界上最大的痛苦。
Let's continue to dwell on the thought that I am experiencing the greatest pain and suffering.
我的问题是解决不了的问题。
Now, my problem it cannot be solved.
这样我们就不能够走出痛苦，不能够走出问题。
There was no way if you keep thinking like this to get out of that.
我小的时候也很艰难。
The past one was sharing when he was a little kid, his life was hard.
就说甚至上大学之前没有吃饱过饭的。
And I didn't really have a full meal before going to college.
甚至我自己外出逃荒要饭。
And a few times I went out and just tried to beg for food.
我妈妈常给我说一句话。
And my mother kept reminding me of one thing.
可能很难翻译说，没有过不去的火焰山。
There's no mountain that you can't climb over.
Great. Excellent. 所以弟兄姊妹，圣经要告诉我们，在上帝没有什么难成的事。
So therefore, the Bible reminds us that nothing is impossible in God.
你的痛苦就是你盯着你的痛苦不放。
The fact that you feel pain is because you are staring at it.
你的问题就是你抓住你的问题不放。
And the problem is you just grab that problem all the time.
所以要解决我们的痛苦，要解决我们的问题怎么办？
So how do we really solve the problem? How do we really overcome pain and suffering?
来到主的教会。
Come to the Lord's church.
来到主的面前。
Come before him.
在上帝没有难成的事。
Because there's nothing impossible in God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们就看到第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来对他们说。
So brothers and sisters, we can read here in verse 2, the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples.
然后就说我们撇下上帝的道去管理凡事原是不合宜的。
And they say that it's not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables.
那弟兄姊妹，教会的牧养、教会的管理也是需要来自上帝的特别的智慧的。
So brothers and sisters, we know we need a special wisdom from God to manage to shepherd the church.
不管是管理家庭。
No matter whether it's related to your family,
还是管理我们的国家
or to manage a country,
还是管理教会的事务
or to manage all the ministries in church.
当我们面对问题的时候
when we face challenges,
我们必须把问题 sort out, 我们必须面对一个劳动的分工
we must sort out the problem and divide the ministries.
所以包括我们的苦难和问题
that includes how to facePain and suffering.
首先我们自己要寻求上帝。
First of all, we need to seek God ourselves.
我们在家庭中作为子女要分享给父母。
And if you are a child, then you do need to share that with your parents.
我们作为夫妻，我们也要互相担当。
When we are husband and wife, we need to carry each other's burden.
但是不管你作为家长，还是作为牧长，还是作为社会中的官长。
No matter you are a parent,an elder, or an official.
有的时候我们也必须讲这样的问题，这样的苦难要解决，我独自真的是担当不起。
We must admit that quite often we cannot solve these problems by ourselves.
我们需要群体的智慧。
We need the wisdom from others.
我们需要劳动的分工。
We need also divide the ministry among ourselves.
我们需要每个人都来到上帝面前。
We need all come before God.
所以我们看到十二个使徒虽然面对教会内部很大的怨言，很大的问题。
So when we see when the 12 apostles face the complaint by the Hellenists, And they recognize that it's not right for them to give up preaching to serve the tables. And instead, they decided to devote themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. With God's mercy and grace at GCC, not only we have ministry of teaching, but also ministry of caring. For pastors, and they devote themselves in teaching and prayer. There was one time there was a gathering at my house.
有一个新来的,
there was this new brother.
就说,哎呀,我到王牧师家来了,我知道王牧师家的电话地址,
he said, I came to Pastor Wang's house. I know your address and your phone number. Therefore, I can call you anytime I need. And Pastor Wang replied, I welcome your thoughts. But one of our elders stood up. And we know the elders not only to protect there, to protect the pastor, but also protect the congregation. And he gently said to this brother with a smile, apparently you're welcome to talk to pastors and elders anytime you need. But please also talk to your cell group leaders when you're in need. There are also those elders within a group. As well as deacons, elders. We know it's impossible for all the ministry in the church fall on the shoulder of one person, the pastor. I kind of put my own interpretation for the sentence. So this is the beauty when you divide up ministries. So with God's grace, we know the teaching elders devote themselves to prayer and teaching. But also, they will be actively participating in the ministry of caring. But for ruling elders, and they devote themselves in other ministries in church. And deacons are specific for more specific ministry. For instance, just for the operation of the church. And we know a lot of brothers put their effort in maintaining the buildings. Collecting offering and writing the checks and monitoring the finance. And even for recording or for the voice, for the sound booth, we need people to serve there. So brothers and sisters, we know when you're able to sit here quietly listening to God's words, that's due to the hard work by many deacons. So even though we each one of us carries on our own duty, and we know pastors are pastors, elders are elders, and deacons are deacons. But in Christ, we're brothers. And we're friends. And we're all parts of the same body. So it's not what position we carry. It's more about we love and carry each other in Christ. So even though we have different classification in terms of a specific ministry, but we also have that union as well as a fellowship as different parts within the same body to care and love each other. So, brothers and sisters, here it also talks about the qualifications as well as the blessings of deacon. They need to have a good repute. And it has a good reputation, not only among ourselves, but also within their own family, even among those people who are not believers. Like honor their parents. And faithful and loyal at work. And this good reputation is part of the qualifications. Here it also emphasizes that. And it's a man of full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. So a man of the Holy Spirit is not about you, somehow you feel more. A man of the Holy Spirit is also a man of loving. And a man of action. And a man of all sorts of good virtues. So when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's not something we brag about ourselves. So sometimes in some of these Pentecostal churches, they emphasize a lot being filled with the Holy Spirit. They can speak in tongues. Or perform miracles. But we know there are two characteristics of somebody who is filled with the Holy Spirit. First, they will always glorify Jesus Christ Himself. Because the presence of the Holy Spirit is to lead us into God. So a man filled with the Holy Spirit will not brag his own gift. And we do know that Holy Spirit does bring different gifts to someone. But when somebody emphasizes that they have a particular gift, and quite often they do not have the gift. Because we know the gift comes from the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the reason why someone has the Holy Spirit is to serve others. And therefore, a man of the Holy Spirit is to love others, and serve others. Secondly, a second characteristic of being filled with the Holy Spirit is to have God's words inscribed on your hearts. And today, sometimes we worry when we pray or watch for brothers and sisters in church. And what is really the emphasis of GCC in terms of God's word? What is the difference between GCC and other evangelical church or Pentecostal church? There's actually great distinction. And this is why in the Westminster Short Catechism in that question number 3, it talks about what the Bible teaches us. It teaches us what we need to believe in God. And also what is our duty. And what we need to believe God is actually a gospel. And what we need to do, carry out as a duty, is actually to carry out the laws. So it is insufficient if without preaching a good balance between the gospel and the law.
弟兄姊妹，这也讲到要智慧充足的人。
So brothers and sisters, here it also talks about the deacon ought to be someone with wisdom.
智慧是有两种的。
And there are two types of wisdom.
第一种理论性、认知性的智慧是指认识上帝、认识耶稣基督。
And first is more a cognitive type of wisdom, is you know God, you know Jesus Christ.
第二种智慧是指向我们具体的行事为人的智慧。
The second type of wisdom is more relevant to you care out, you live out that wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹，真正有好名声，真正被圣灵充满，真正有智慧的人，真正上帝有职分、有恩赐的人，是挡不住、藏不住的。
So those brothers and sisters, you will not overlook someone full of the real wisdom.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，唯愿我们在会众大会的选举中啊，我们一同来祷告、来求告。到底主的恩赐，到底主的旨意何在？
So brothers and sisters, in the upcoming election of church officers, let's pray together exactly what God's will is.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到教牧关怀的时候，
This is also brothers and sisters, when we talk about deacons and caring,
当我们讲到执事最重要的关怀的事工的时候，
When we also focus on the most important ministry of deacons,
最大的关怀就是把人带到上帝面前。
And we know that the greatest caring is to lead people to God.
所以大家都知道诗篇二十三篇讲的，耶和华是我的牧者，我一生一世要跟随他。
So we know that in Psalm 23 it tells, the Lord is our shepherd, and I will follow him until ever.
所以我们知道耶稣基督是群羊的大牧者。
And we're also familiar with the verse that Jesus Christ is the great shepherd of the sheep.
很多人信上帝。
And there are many people who believe in God.
犹太教徒信上帝。
Some of these Jewish believers.
伊斯兰教徒信上帝。
Even some of the Muslims believe in God.
但是我们基督徒一直不同的是，我们相信那三位耶稣是基督的，他是我们的救主的。
But for Christians, we believe Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior.
所以要真正的关怀，不管是金钱上，还是言语上、真理上、精神上，一定要把人带到上帝、带到耶稣面前。
So the greatest caring is not just about the money, but is or word is really to lead people to God.
所以我们在关怀中最重要的是。
So the greatest the part that is of greatest importance.
不要凸显任何人。
Is to not emphasize on a person.
甚至不要凸显任何教会。
Or even not to emphasize a particular church.
他特别有爱心。
Or so and so is particularly of love.
这样第一，我们把荣耀归给了人。
By doing so, we give glory to a person.
第二，我们在教会中制造纷争。
Also, we divide a church.
而且我们知道最好的关怀都是要把人带到上帝带到基督的面前。
Because we know that the greatest caring is to lead people to God.
但是无论如何，我们确确实实每个基督徒都有先知、祭司与君王的职分。
But we know each one of us has that, carries that, that priesthood, or being a king, or being a prophet.
所以在旧约圣经中讲到，你们是祭司的国度，上帝的子民。
And this is why in the Bible, it teaches that you are that holy nation, the royal priesthood, and a people of His possessions.
所以弟兄姊妹，不光是执事靠着主的恩典要进行各样关怀的事工。
So brothers, not only deacons will carry out ministries.
我们作为牧师、作为长老，更多的为弟兄姊妹的灵魂守望。
But the pastors, the elders are also watching for our spiritual health.
更多的关注弟兄姊妹身体的、物质的、环境的需求。
They are caring the needs, no matter is physical or spiritual.
但是主恩救恩教会靠着主的恩典，我们每个人都愿意敞开自己的家门，敞开自己的心胸来接待人。
But we know that at GCC, all brothers and sisters are willing to open your home, open the hearts of you to welcome others.
因为执事这个词原文是什么意思？
Because what does mean the word deacon?
执事原文的意思就是仆人。
Originally, it means servant.
所以我们每个人蒙召都是做仆人的。
So all of us are called to be the servant.
虽然我们需要各尽各位，各就各位，各尽其职。
And we know each one of us has a particular role to fill.
但是我们每个人在基督里都应当成为彼此的祝福。
But each one of us, may each one of us be a blessing to others.
感谢上帝，今天我们的正道就到这里。
And this is the end of the sermon.